Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hogwild Barbecue!
Got some Hogwild coleslaw, and we have vodka. We could make our own vodka here.
You want to try it?
I don't know. I ain't going to try it. You said you'd try
one up
it.
Yeah, I would try it. Yeah. I'll try it. I don't care.
I'm not in the mood for vodka.
Not in the mood?
it's not a drink that's selling, but if...
How much slaw is left?
There's a bunch of them in there.
Seems more like a warm weather dish, you know?
Vodslaw, well,
yeah.
A picnic thing.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, maybe.
Not really a picnic-y day.
Yeah.
That's true.
Something you take camping.
Still, nobody's even tried it. Usually people try everything we ask. Of course, if we haven't tried it, why would they?
Well, we had some serious inquiries.
About vodslaw?
Last week. People were asking what bar does Speedy work at.
Yeah, but nobody showed up.
No.
Nah,
they thought about it.
You got to bring your own slaw, though.
Sounded like a good idea at the time, and then when it actually came around to bringing coleslaw to the bar.
Yeah, they're like, man, this has been sitting in the car all day, man. Maybe we shouldn't use it.
Pick it up at the grocery store, head over, and Peter will whip you up a vodslaw.
Yeah, man.
You imagine seeing that in a drink next to you. Oh, what, like, the,
what
hell?
The hell? Yeah, because normally it's monkey see, monkey do.
Yeah.
Ooh, what's that?
Yeah.
I'll have that. In this case, ooh, what's that? I don't want that. I'm debating whether you do. You,
I like,
strain
shredded,
it.
I like shredded cabbage in my vodka. It's great.
Well, and that's what I'm like. Do you strain it, or do you serve it with the chunks?
Oh, you tell me. I see what you do. You put a bunch of slaw in a strainer and pour vodka through it.
Yeah, and just shake the crap
that
out of it.
That might be okay. But I also think the chunks are going to be left in there.
I think in my head it was with the chunks. It was, it was everything.
Me too. But I was thinking, what if you strained it? Now
that's what
chunky.
I was thinking too.
Up and chunky. Slaw. You vodslaw up and junky.
You put the slaw in there and you muddle it up a little bit.
You could do that.
Then the ice and the vodka.
But I know what you're talking about. Throw it into a margarita. Excuse me, into a martini shaker and show it doesn't come
out. Just shake it.
A little bits and pieces might come out, but nothing major.
Not like carrot strings in there.
That might be okay.
I think it depends on the slaw, because there are no drinks that use mayonnaise. But you could probably find one with vinegar. You know what I mean?
That's true. Give me a mayonnaise vodka.
Yeah. Hey, man, you got any Hellmann's around? Oh, you don't have Hellmann's here? What the hell, man?
I'm out of here.
Nah, I'm going somewhere where they have Hellmann's.
Speaking of the vodka, did you watch the video yet of Big Poppy pranking Frank Thomas last night?
Did you retweet it? Yes.
Yeah, I put it up last night.
What happened?
So you know
the story, Peter?
Is this on MLB?
I think it's MLB Network, wherever they're at, and they filmed this because they were pranking Frank Thomas. But the video starts with Big Poppy holding Frank Thomas's like water bottle from behind the desk,
right?
And with a handle of Tito's,
throws it in there,
just dumping vodka, straight vodka, into his water bottle. Now I assume there was a little water in there,
probably,
because then the video cuts to Frank Thomas grabbing his water bottle, he takes a drink, and then he kind of gets his look, and he looks down at the water bottle, and then Big Poppy falls
about
the
place. I love that
they
did that, because, you know, no matter how much we can joke about it, they don't joke like that on major networks, major sports networks, you know, because if he's actually drinking vodka on camera, you know,
and
we'll make it a face. We guys watch it, and we don't care, but you know how they are about, the kids are watching, you know, it's funny, though.
Oh, yeah. But it'd
be funnier if Frank Thomas was a recovering alcoholic.
Oh, man. And he just, ooh.
And they forgot. Yeah. You know, the dude just quit drinking 2 years ago. Damn
That's why they call him Big Hurt from his drunk days. Yeah.
I just like that somebody else keeps alcohol in the studio.
Yeah, right.
No kidding,
I mean, it was. It was a whole handle of
that's
Tito's.
Funny, man.
Frank Thomas, we know. Every woman in the gym recognizes him.
Ooh, Big Hurt.
And wants to have sex
Stupidest
with him.
Stupidest commercials
really
ever.
Do.
Not one woman knows who the hell he is.
No.
No.
And it's funny,
hell
though.
No.
I'll tell you what, though. If I had to sit around at an MLB network all season long, I'd have vodka there, too.
Yeah, I'd be running out of it.
If you turn on that station in July, they're breaking down some game and nobody cares anything about. And they knock on the screen. Is anybody watching? Anybody watching out there?
I watch Major League Baseball Network more when Brewster's Millions is on in the winter
there
than in
go.
The
yeah.
summer when the game's
so
on.
So you're telling me women know Frank Thomas, Craig?
No, I'm telling you that you did not watch the commercial correctly.
Oh.
Because in the commercial,
there's a couple
they actually say, oh, it's Frank Thomas.
Right.
And someone else says, you know, great baseball player. And they say, oh, no, we just recognize him from the commercials.
Oh.
Gotcha.
But they wouldn't even do that either because the commercial just started running. So it
doesn't matter.
Sense, I know.
They don't recognize it. They don't say that they recognize him from baseball. They specifically say they don't.
Okay. I wouldn't recognize him until those commercials started running.
Who is recognizable in baseball currently?
Currently?
Bryce Harper, maybe?
Does
maybe
that even count?
I don't know if it – I don't think my wife would know who Bryce Harper
I'm
is.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean,
and
like,
she watches baseball with me on TV once in a while.
I mean, he's got a little bit of marketing stuff
going on. He's got
the
beard and everything, right.
Right, yeah. But yeah, there's no guy that really transcends the game.
And there is
never
none
has
right
been.
Now.
But,
well, you know, your Maguire, Sosa, Bonds
back in the
run.
Day, yeah,
everybody
yeah.
knew who those guys
yeah,
were,
yeah.
you know. But that's 20 years ago now.
Yeah, easily. Speaking of that, the Astros won, right?
Astros eliminate the Rays, so the Astros are in the ALCS again. That starts tomorrow against the Yankees, and then the NLCS is tonight. That's Nationals.
God, Major League Baseball
Cardinals.
Didn't want the Rays winning that. Jeez.
They really didn't.
Yeah, you know, they were on their knees. They already lost the Dodger market, you know,
yep.
which is huge.
Yeah.
If they'd have lost that, they'd have been done. Yankees, Rays, you kidding me? Rays wouldn't have won. Yankees would have swept them.
What's the score now? Yeah. Oh, 6-1.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sure they would have liked the.
It's 4-0 in the first inning, by the way.
Yankees Dodgers.
Again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that would have been nice. Yeah.
Oh, they would definitely wanted that. Yeah.
Did you see Gronk's pregame studio host debut?
No, I forgot.
How did he do?
He did very Gronk.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, everything just seemed very. For you know, like guys initially when they're broadcasters, of course, things maybe seem forced because
right.
they're like, I really want. But Gronk is still Gronk. So, like, they're talking about a player and he, like, yeah, he's great, and he's going to do it.
Is that what he is?
And he shotgun a monster on camera.
He's a little excitable.
Oh, man, yeah. I mean, it was just, you know, it was like a soundbite. You know, there's a difference between, like, being part of a nucleus on a show and,
right.
like, contributing and adding interest and having a take and all that stuff versus just, like,
so
answering the question like, Gronk, what up?
So you do think it'll – I think it'll get old. That sounds old to me already.
He needs to definitely – I mean, I'm sure
down.
They'll work with him.
Yeah.
And I would like to say that he's a smart guy because he learned playbooks, but that's different than this. So
he's
we'll
also
see.
Also had 32 concussions, so we'll see how long that takes to kick in.
Was Terry Bradshaw visibly annoyed? Because he seems like he would be.
Yeah.
I think they were all kind of like, because they all gave him crap. He just wore like jeans and a sport coat. And they're like, where's your tie? This is the big leagues. Like, what's going on, dude? You know? But it was very chummy and very gronky.
Okay.
So Terry Bradshaw probably was annoyed because it took away from his time.
Well, also, I would think that Howie wouldn't dig it either because he's more serious
than
anybody
on
that show.
He's
totally serious on that show.
I thought that was, it was Strahan, Bradshaw, and Tony Gonzalez.
Oh, Howie doesn't do
That's
Thursday
it.
Nights?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, Howie only signed up for Sundays?
Yeah,
oh,
okay. he only does Sundays.
Good for him.
Yeah, exactly.
Good gig.
So we'll see. I mean, he may grow into this position. He definitely could never do – he could never call a game.
No.
He could never call a game because it would just sound stupid.
Right.
But even in a roundtable situation, he needs to dial it down a little bit.
That's what it seemed like to me last night. You know, I mean, there's a nice nuance to good studio people.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Like,
you gotta
just fit in the role. Yeah.
Give and take for sure.
Yeah. Excuse me. So we get football all day Sunday, speaking of the NFL. Got one of those London games, 9:30 Eastern time.
Who's that?
Carolina and the Scamless, Scamless Newtons.
Who are they playing?
They're playing Tampa Bay, who's a surprising team this year.
Yeah.
So that's one of those you can just turn on and not have to watch, but it's nice to just have some NFL on.
I always forget they play Saturday morning. I always forget those games completely.
So that'd be 8:30 this time.
Fox? Is that a Fox game?
That is NFL Network.
Okay.
NFL Network. And if you notice this stadium, I noticed this last week when they played. I think it was last week, they played at that new soccer stadium for football.
Okay. All right.
Over there. Tottenham Hotspurs or
right,
whatever.
Right, right.
Now, always before when they played in London, you could always tell it was in London because the lighting is like looks like a bunch of coffee cans.
Yeah.
You know, it just looked – it always looked rough. You got like, oh, that
it
game
did.
Must be in Wembley
right.
or something.
Bad, right.
Right. Now, they played at Wembley most of the time.
Yeah, right. And in this stadium, don't forget, was built – though it was built for Tottenham Hotspurs, it was built – the NFL was side by side.
Oh, so it's built to
them.
Accommodate football as well.
Yeah, to their specs. So, like, when I noticed it was on in London last week, it wasn't
I forgot about that game.
Well, it wasn't early. It was a noon game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was a later game.
And it fit just right in with the rest because it looked like them.
Okay. But you're right. Those NFL games always did look darker.
Yeah, you could always just tell, like, that's in London or something. Yeah. So this one, you could tell they used the specs. You can see in the helmet. The lighting is just different or low or something. So that's your first one. There are some decent games in the NFL. Houston at the Chiefs. These are in the noon docket. One game that is not good, Washington at Miami.
No, unless you're a fan.
I don't even know if that's good if you're a fan.
Somebody's going to get a win.
But you don't even want to if you're one of those teams.
At this point, no.
You don't want to win if you're Miami or Washington, right. I don't think.
Even Red Zone Channel will go to that begrugglingly.
Right?
We show
you every touchdown from every game.
This game in Miami?
The game is in Miami. Right. Tickets available for $16, by the way.
I mentioned the Miami Zoo had more expensive tickets. I saw
that's right.
On Twitter.
You can't park at an NFL game for $16.
No,
that's true. Philly is at Minnesota. That's an interesting
game.
Minnesota is favored in that game, which surprised me a little bit.
Yeah,
just the home.
By a point, it's almost a pick 'em game.
Yeah, I got -3 this morning.
Negatod. Okay. We call him Negatod.
Negatod.
When it comes to this Vikings, Negatod.
That's in the noon docket. Yeah. Early docket.
We're favored, but I don't like our team.
I just look at that schedule, and they could lose out, or they could win them
all. It's the NFL.
Nah, it is the NFL, yeah. You'll
probably
go about 50-50. Yeah.
Negatod. Who the Packers got?
Lions.
Okay, where?
Oh, that's the Monday night game.
Oh, it's Monday. Okay,
yeah, Green Bay. In Green Bay.
Yep, so another interesting one to me, at least. The Saints are at Jacksonville, and Jacksonville is favored. Now, I know Drew Brees is not playing.
Yeah, that's weird, though.
But the Saints are at Jacksonville, and Jacksonville is favored.
Oh, because of the mustache guy.
I guess, man.
For the quarterback, I guess.
Yeah. So the game of the day seems to be San Francisco at the Rams. The Niners look really good, man. And don't forget, like a year ago, before Garoppolo got hurt, everybody thought they were a Super Bowl team.
Right.
Yep. Their roster is probably better now, especially on defense. And everybody just had them at like 8-8. So now Garoppolo's got his feet under them. They look like they're playing great defense.
Wouldn't it be great if they came and won the NFC and beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl?
That'd be fine.
That be the best?
That'd be great for Garoppolo.
It would be great for – you imagine how pissed off that what's this for the coach would be?
Hoodie.
Belichick.
Yeah. The hoodie.
Belichick would be pissed. God, he'd be pissed.
Yeah. Media was too busy slurping Cleveland to pay attention to San Francisco.
Yeah, that's probably it, Ty.
Right, they're the least sexy undefeated team.
Yeah, which there's not many
slurping
left.
Slurping Cleveland sounds gross, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
There's only two undefeated teams, right?
San Francisco and the Patriots.
And the Niners.
Yeah. And then you get
They're ranked 1 and 2 because they rank them.
I love the Russian judges ranking the NFL. That's where I get... That's how I've always hated what I want to watch.
I always hated the term overrated when it comes to NFL games, too. When the Chiefs lost, they're overrated. No, there's not rated at all.
There's no rating.
They're just playing a game. And then later on, they'll work it out in the playoffs.
That's true in the NFL.
What they're trying to say.
I know.
But I hate when people say your team is overrated in NFL.
In that league.
They're not overrated. They're just playing the game.
Really good point.
Everybody in the NFL is good.
That's a really good
point. There are no ratings. There's media building up expectations.
Well, that's the college mindset flowing over into the pros.
Which
we all sometimes fall for because you watch your college team and you want them to win 50-0 so they can go up in the rankings.
Yes.
Because just winning in college is not good enough, apparently.
Unless you're a great team. Unless you're Clemson, Alabama.
Right.
Or Clemson or Alabama.
So your mindset goes to that. You're thinking, man, I want to score more points this weekend so we can get up. And there's no rankings in the NFL. Right.
Yeah, and I love power rankings and everything in the NFL.
Because you're a nerd about that way. But they do it. It's so stupid.
But that's what I was going to say. Yeah. I mean, I love just the information around it. But that's one thing I can always just turn off really quickly in my head is NFL power rankings.
Oh, it's just a stupid thing.
Like, I don't
thing.
Care right. what they say. I just like the information.
Right.
I still fall into the trap, though. I'll click on it and go, my team should be high. I'm an idiot. No, stop.
Yep.
They have a thing at the end of the year called a playoffs where many teams get in and they play against each other to determine the champion.
So any power ranking doesn't matter.
No.
Ever.
And it's stupid.
Ever.
It's stupid.
It has nothing to do with the playoffs, has nothing to do with anything.
Nothing to do with how they're seeded. That has to do with their
record.
Nothing.
It has to do if you win your division.
Let's see other good game. The Sunday night games, Pittsburgh at the Clippers. The Clippers are favored by 7 points.
Should we have a third-string quarterback?
Well, sure.
That's
but
why.
The Chargers have 7 guys that were starters at the beginning of the year on IR,
we
basically out for injury.
Quarterback, undrafted third-string quarterback. It wouldn't be that high if Rudolph was playing.
Fair point.
Yeah. They got nothing to lose.
I'm interested in that, and that is, I mean, that's the Sunday night game, yeah. So somehow I have to convince myself that it's interesting. Yeah. So. That's probably how I did
it. I'll let you know. I'll watch it.
There
Sunday.
Might be baseball.
Well, you know, I'll
too.
Watch it. No, yeah. I mean, I'm watching football.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
all, especially
I'll watch
the
it
NFL.
Too.
Yeah. Quick trivia, NFL trivia for you.
All right. Share a prize?
Name the old. Yes, the prize is I won't do an NFL trivia for
Bob
a while.
Slaw.
Yeah. I'll make you a fresh batch.
Great.
Yes, here before I go. Name me the oldest player to ever have 2 rushing touchdowns in 1 game.
Man, where'd you find the trivia question at?
It's a new thing I'm working on. I'm going to dig up. No, it was something I read.
Oldest
today.
Player to score 2 touchdowns in 1 game?
Did it happen recently?
In 1 game.
I know you're asking for clues.
Yeah,
is this ancient history?
What's that?
It sounds like it's ancient history, right? Yeah. You guys played a little longer.
Obviously it's ancient because it's the oldest guy to score 2 touchdowns in a game, but it's not ancient yeah. history.
Got it.
I'm going to say Brady.
Yeah, but he actually score. And he does do –
He had one last night.
And he does do quarterback sneaks for the short distance.
See, I was going to go with John Riggins, maybe.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but
that's too far back.
Too far back, yeah.
Yeah,
from
say,
what I got from
your
you.
Dad,
I
say your grandfather Peterson. Told you about that. What?
Adrian Peterson?
Because
he had a good year last year.
I'll go with Brady, too.
Yeah. You guys really cracked the clue on that. Way to go. Yeah. Tom Brady,
yeah.
the GOAT.
Quarterback sneaks.
Is the oldest player to ever record 2 rushing touchdowns in a single game. He had 2 quarterback sneaks for a touchdown last night.
Was it last night?
Last night.
Oh, okay.
Last night.
I tuned out before the second one.
Yeah. I was happened to have bought the Vodslaw by then, so I missed it.
And I lucked out, and I will have to get off the Patriot wagon at some point. I don't know who they have next week, but this was the 3rd week in a row I took the team they were playing, just based on Belichick. Like, Belichick was not going to lose that game last night.
Yeah, usually you can't go wrong.
Somewhere they're going to get me, though, if I keep sticking with them, just for probably karma.
Nah, you're good next week. They got the Jets.
Yeah. Oh, my God. All right, well. Yeah.
And then they got the Browns.
I don't know about that one.
You got to figure it
out.
The Jets.
Yeah, are other guys following the same thing?
I don't know.
Like 100 or so in your Deadpool?
And there's only 120 left. It started at like you pick a loser every week. And it started, I don't know, 350-some or something like that. There's 120-some left.
Okay.
Going into week 6, there's only 120 left. And you can pick any team.
That's still a lot.
You pick any team. That's still a lot of people, but over 200 are out already. You think of it that way, a third of the field is gone.
Yeah, you're right. Probably out in that game I always got knocked out, the Rams. Rams at home against the Bucks.
Oh, yeah. That one took a lot of people, I bet. Yeah, and the Chiefs
that
Colts.
That took a lot in my pool.
Chiefs Colts, I bet, took a lot.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, the Rams.
That's where the Chiefs are overrated.
Rams That's right.
Overrated. Rams had to shut down practice yesterday.
Oh,
because
fires?
Of the winds.
Wind.
Right? Yeah.
55-mile-an-hour winds of Santa Ana's must have been blowing in Southern California.
They don't have somewhere inside?
Apparently not.
Might not in between their stadium. I mean, they play at a total dump of the Coliseum.
Or they just didn't feel like practicing.
Yeah. Cool.
I thought every team had someplace inside to go practice.
Well, they did when they were their own facilities. But
they might not. They're in Southern California.
The weather's always great.
Yeah, they don't need a dome.
Nope.
I hadn't even thought of that. College football, there's actually some games that can affect things this weekend. Mainly number 5 LSU against number 7 Florida. The game's at LSU, but they're 13-point favorites in that one.
Hawkeyes at Penn State, Saturday night, prime time. Come on, Iowa fans, bring it. I know you will.
Penn State, undefeated and ranked 10th? I mean, they're still in this thing.
They have trouble in Iowa City.
A lot of teams do.
Hawkeye fans are idiots.
A lot of teams do.
Billy Blank's an idiot.
Yeah, maybe.
Billy Blank invited me to that game. I said, nah, I can't
No, thanks. I like to be at home.
I like
on
to be
Saturday.
At home, sitting on the couch, drinking my Vodslaw, watching that game. I'll be half into a bottle of some vodka and coleslaw. Hang around with Hawkeye fans getting yelled at for no reason.
Oh, there's a reason.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Wisconsin's in a no-win
situation. Billy Blank would actually get pissed.
He would.
If I'm sitting beside Billy Blank in a Hawkeye game, he would just get pissed.
I think you're right.
Because I'd be in blue and white, and he'd be pissed at me.
What are you?
He'd probably just punch me, right? Yeah. Take his vape brick and hit me over the head with it.
Yeah, pistol whip you with his vape.
Because he invited me as a friend. Come on, it'll be fun. I know, but you'd probably get pissed.
You're only 4.5-point favorite in that one. So
that would be intense. I'm nega Todd on that game.
Yeah, right.
Oh, Penn State outside at now Kinnick, whatever. The Hawkeye fans are going to be crazy. They got a decent team. They got a good team, actually.
Well,
so.
Yeah, they're always competitive.
Yeah.
Wisconsin is in a no-win situation here. Here's a team number 8 in the country, and they've beaten everybody in front of them pretty soundly and with a philosophy that translates to any time of year against really any kind of team. Just big boys leaning on you,
you know,
winning
what?
Up front on both sides of
they
the ball.
They play old-school Nebraska football.
They kind of do.
Big linemen run the ball.
They play old-school Wisconsin football.
They
too,
do.
Really.
Yeah, it is Wisconsin.
You know,
and Alvarez started that. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, old-school Nebraska football and Devaney, they passed a lot.
They
so,
did.
I mean,
yeah. Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
So they played Michigan State, who got whooped last week after they were ranked, and Wisconsin kind of in a no-win situation here. And again, another problem with college football because at number 8, they're kind of stuck. If they don't win by 20 points against Michigan State, they will probably just stay there.
Yeah.
Whereas
any
other SEC school, if they're ranked, you know, 5 or 6 and they beat somebody in conference,
who do they got? Because that's a good point. Because, I mean, and this isn't hammering you boys, you Husker fans, but beating Nebraska in a couple weeks won't help Wisconsin either.
It does not.
Because Nebraska's going to be behind them, not ranked at all, actually.
And with very little national respect. You know, Bama's a 17.
Do they play Ohio State coming up?
You know, I don't know.
Or Michigan.
And I don't have a way to look it
they
up
don't play
even
Penn,
right now.
They don't play Penn State this year. I know that. Yeah.
And I forget those divisions since they change them every other year, it seemed like, in that division. And plus, when I go look for information, I click on the Big 12 still. So
In 2 weeks, Wisconsin and Ohio State.
That'll be a big one.
Where?
At the Shoe.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
In Columbus.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
So there's an opportunity.
But they got to win this game big time.
Yeah, they do. And then Wisconsin still in college football could beat Ohio State.
And
Ohio
still,
State would probably stay one rank above them.
Oh, of course it would.
You know what I mean?
In
like Ohio State would drop to 7 and Wisconsin would just stay at 8.
In a heartbeat. And you'd have people on TV saying, I don't care what happened last week, Ohio State's still ranked higher. Why?
Right. And meanwhile, Florida loses to LSU this weekend, say, and they're still ranked above Wisconsin. You know what I mean? So college football just cannot get out of its own way.
Not with 4 playoff teams.
Because it's just too subjective.
Yep.
Now, interesting one, Alabama, 17-point favorite at ranked Texas A&M.
Alabama's going down!
Kyle Field is the best place in sports that I have ever been.
Yeah,
and I mean that.
I trust you. You've been
there. I think everybody should go check that place out. Because if you think there's traditions at your stadium, you haven't seen nothing, man. But there's Bama, a 17-point favorite in a conference game.
Would I be king down there? You know the reason. Would I be king down there?
King Vodsla?
At Kyle Field.
Oh.
Would I be king down there?
Oh. No, their field is very sacred, and they would not care. What?
Okay.
They would not care one bit who you are.
I couldn't get in anywhere I wanted to. Or anything,
no, I get it. Nope, not at all.
I'm glad you got that.
No, they protect their field. This is one of those universities where, like,
can you kiss random chicks when they score? They have to be somebody with you.
They do that, don't they?
They do kiss people.
You kiss your girlfriend when they score.
Yeah.
Well, I thought you had to be a cadet to do that. Or
I think I see the regular crowd.
Yeah,
they always zoom in on cadets when that happens. But
because they're all participating.
But
that's
I see, if you got a girl, just what if you're sitting beside your girl thinks you're kind of hot?
Hey, girl. You could try. Baby, we just scored.
And her husband beats the hell out of you.
What if you're the lonely cadet with no girlfriend?
Well, then you kiss him.
Yeah. I'm going to guess there's a lot of those.
Yeah.
Just a guess. The lonely cadet.
Yeah. The lonely cadet.
You're the guy that has to watch the dog.
Our old friend, old sports guy. Oh, actually, he's actually TV guy in this town. Our buddy John Oakley. He's an A&M
John
guy,
John
right?
Oakley. I love John.
Okay, Oakley's a great dude.
I wonder if
he can tell us anybody kissing anybody. All right.
Yeah, he'd know. I saw this story.
Can you kiss random strangers when A&M scores?
That's a great point.
With your tongue.
Text him. Oh, I don't
have
my phone.
Shove the tongue.
You know, this weather's been moving in. Things really changed.
Right.
And imagine, you know, like I'm up in Montana where they really took the brunt of this thing.
We mentioned this real quickly earlier in the show, but go ahead and do
There's
it
some great imagery out there, some great pictures. You know, it's high school golf, which
– High school playoff golf.
Yeah, but it's playoff golf.
Playoff golf.
And the front nine was fine. Probably a little chilly. The back nine, they played in snow.
It was crazy.
They were having – I mean, there was snow on the greens. There was snow everywhere. It was imagery.
Who's ahead after nine? You win.
Right.
You know, I saw that yesterday on Busted Coverage. It was hilarious. All right. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, stay warm.
Tony Rock, TonyBoneOmaha.com. See Tony. He'll be a little later on. Thanks for probably coming in a little bit. Hang on.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.